This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فيه تفتح أبواب الجنان. Within this month, the doors of the paradise are going to open. Allahu Akbar. يعني the barrier, every barrier between us and Allah Azza wa Jal will be open. Literally, the doors of the paradise would be open. Well, Qadi Ayyad rahimahullah, he says that the meaning of this hadith could also mean that the opportunity of good will open. With the opportunity of hasanat and an increase in hasanat would open. فيه تفتح أبواب الجنان. As though Allah Azza wa Jal wants to accept from you. And He wants to admit you into the paradise. If He doesn't want to admit you into the paradise, why would the door of the paradise open? You need to read the messages of Allah correctly. And then He would say to them, وتغلق فيه أبواب الجحيم. And the doors of the hellfire would close. The idea is it's closed. I don't want to punish my servants. I will close it. Make the most of the time in Ramadan. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from the fire. Do the deeds that will save you from the fire. In Ramadan, there are 60 opportunities. Every day, two opportunities to be freed from the fire. فيه تغلق أبواب الجحيم وتغل فيه الشياطين. And even the devils are chained. The biggest effect on mankind and the biggest waswas on mankind and the biggest distraction for mankind, which is ash-shaytan, is locked up. And he's literally locked up. And the devils are too. There are internal devils within us, and that is al-qareen. And there are external devils. These external devils that roam flee really and go around from place to place, they are the ones that are literally locked up. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, sulsilat ash-shayateen. السلاسل, meaning they are actually chained up. As for the external devils are locked up. What about the internal devil? What happens to him? Al-Qareen. Al-Qareen, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَجْرِي مِنْ إِبْنِ آدَمَ مَجْرَ الدَّمِ. That the shaitan, he flows in one's body, like how blood flows in the body. And Al-Qareen, what happens to him during Ramadan, is that his effect will dramatically be reduced and his evil whispering would be reduced. He's still there, but you know, how does this make sense? Because when you're fasting, a fasting person only has a strong desire for food and drink. When you're fasting and you're extremely hungry and thirsty, what do you think about? You think about food. And thinking about food is permissible because you're thinking about something permissible. Now imagine someone that has eaten and is fully satisfied. What does he think about? His desire begins to think about al-haram, thinking about evil temptations and desires and so on. So the one who is starved, his shaitan that's inside, and literally when a person is fasting, the veins inside and the arteries, they dilate, they come in, they become small. And he's in there, flowing in your body, so it's constricted upon him. And until you're hungry and you're thirsty, you're only thinking of that which is halal. Your desire is that for which is halal. You're far away from thinking about anything haram. And that is the shaitan's evil whispering being reduced in the month of Ramadan. For Allah Azza wa Jal, He removes the biggest distraction from our lives. And this is why you find the people doing good in Ramadan, such goodness that they can never see themselves doing before or after Ramadan. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the believers.